For about the past 14 weeks, Carlos and I have been putting ourselves through a grueling mental exercise. It's called Match Wits.
It's been that long, huh?
Wow. Seems like longer, but really just since about the beginning of the year. The Match Wits tournament has completed on Rocky Mountain PBS. Congratulations to Grand Junction, Match Wits champion. And we bring up on the line the producer of Match Wits, Scott Jones, from the production facility in Southern Colorado. Scott, well done. We're exhausted.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're worn out, but it was a fun season, that's for sure.
Congratulations. You won an award from the Colorado Broadcasters for Match Wits as well.
That's right. In 2012, we won the best mini documentary or series in the state of Colorado, which was quite an accomplishment. We were quite proud of that.
You know, there are not a lot of local television series produced in Colorado. Match Wits, one of them, and it ran Sunday nights, starting back about mid-January or so, early January.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so great tournament. You started out with 16 high schools around the state. How do you pick the high schools for the next tournament?
Well, right now, we are actually in the process of getting the schools signed up for next season. They'll have until, I believe it's May 9th or 10th, something along that line, to sign up online at rmpbs.org, and they'll be able to sign up and be a part of the qualification tournament, which will take place in the early fall, and then from that we pick our 16 teams.
The qualification tournament, is this something that debate teams are a part of, general knowledge? How do successful teams put themselves together?
Well, you know, it differs from school to school. As an example, Grand Junction is a great example. They actually put together two or three teams, freshman, JV, and varsity teams, and then they kind of pick out, you know, choose the smart history kid and the smart math kid and the smart English kid and put a team together. But some of the smaller schools out on the plains or out on the western slope in the mountains don't have that luxury of being able to, you know, weed out the best of those topics. So they just kind of look for the best kids in the school as far as knowledge is concerned, and it all seems to work out because the tournament this year ended with Grand Junction versus Edison, and Edison is a small school in El Paso County, and they only lost by one question.
Scott, I was watching that show on Sunday night, and I got to tell you, I was really impressed with both schools. I thought Edison was going to win. They seemed to have the edge there for a moment, and boy, the three gentlemen, young gentlemen, with the nice ties and black shirts from Grand Junction, man, they were as cool as a cucumber is what I'm trying to say, and they pulled it out at the end.
Yeah. If you were in the studio, you would realize they were kind of sweating just a little bit, though, to be quite honest with you. Grand Junction is a pretty good powerhouse in the state of Colorado, and they had a good challenge from Edison.
Now, about these questions, Scott, Carlos and I kind of felt beat up at times by some of the categories and some of the questions. What do you think? How about a jazz category? Anything on the 70s? I do pretty well on the 70s.
It is Jazz Appreciation Month, and I am prepared for you today, if you guys are ready for a little quick question.
Oh, see?
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
Carlos, I'm going to be surprised if you don't get this one.
Okay, well, before...
the pressure's on.
Okay, before you do that, let me just say this in response to Steve's 70s. Mr. Chavis, you know that jazz died in the 70s. You remember that?
Well, based on what I'm hearing, well, that's not true.
Okay, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right, well, what do you got?
Here you go, Carlos, and Steve, you chime in if you know the answer to this. In the world of jazz, when I say football, taxi, and Angela, what jazz artist am I thinking of?
Football, taxi, and Angela.
Football, taxi, and Angela. Didn't Chuck Mangione?
Oh, I thought you were going to get it.
Play the theme to Taxi? No.
You're on the right track.
Bob James.
That was it. Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorite albums. I've down in my basement with about 20 or 30 other jazz albums.
Well, you know something, Scott, just on the other side of that equation, I was just telling Steve Jazz that I was being facetious, of course, but a lot of doors opened for people to come into jazz in the early 70s and late 60s because, you know, most of us, jazz was not the popular music of the day on the radio or even on television in the 60s and 70s, and so we had to find that there was a bridge there, just had to cross it, whether it came from funk or rock or whatever. And that was it. And Fusion was just kind of beginning.
Oh yeah, and you mentioned Chuck Mangione. You know, you had Bob James. You had all those guys that crossed over that brought people like me into the jazz world.
Yeah.
Scott Jones, the producer of Match Wits with Rocky Mountain PBS. Again, congratulations on a great season. So the applications are due, you said, mid-May.
Correct.
And then there are qualifying rounds.
Qualifying rounds will happen right around the first part of October. And at that point, we will pick the top 16 schools in the state, and they will come down between November 7th and 9th to our studio in Pueblo and participate in a 2.5-day marathon, which will be Matchwits.
And I'm going to just give a special shout-out to Metro Denver Schools that weren't very present in this year's tournament.
Just going to say that, yeah.
But you will be happy to know we've already had a sign-up from Thomas Jefferson, and I have been told Denver East is on its way.
Wow.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. And it's some schools have specialists, and some schools it's general knowledge.
That's
but,
right.
But bring your best game to Matchwits.
Hey, Scott, when you're in Denver, make sure you come by and see us.
We will, and you know what? There's a move afoot to have you guys do some video questions this year for us. So
that'd be great.
We'll be in the studio with our cameras, making sure you look good.
Okay, that's a tall order, but thanks for taking up the challenge.